You said you worked at that first job, at that job in the store for 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you went, where did you go to work from there?
I went to a Eppleston store. It was a larger store, and I didn't have to be afraid there because there was more than one elf in the store. And I was available to do anything, sell anything they had. They had shoes and suits and dresses and nets and yard goods and everything. And I was able to go on about my business.
How long did you stay there?
Until I got married. And I got married in 1907.
Did you belong to any trade union? They had nothing. What became your life's work was to be a sales lady.
Yeah, yeah. And I enjoyed it very much because the customers were so nice. And they were so, they thought they were in heaven because I was able to speak everybody's language and I understood them. You know, years ago there was a lot of the greenies coming in, refugees. And I was able to speak all the languages and they were so happy to see me. When they came in, they asked for the little one. There's the little one. Polish is a different language. And I'm just telling you. There's the little one. They wanted me. I should wait on them. And I did.
If you could live this part of life over, what kind of work do you think you'd
be
into?
I would do the same. If I don't get into places like that and to be so loved and to be so nice with people and they should love me as much as they did. You know, the other nationalities, they you treat them right, and you don't fool them on them, on your goods, and you don't fool them on this, and you tell them it's good, and they believe you. That's all there is to it. It's the most wonderful, feeling that you can have. Sometimes I used to meet them to Polish weddings. They used to invite me into the hotels, you know, and everything. And they used to know who I am. They used to come over and they used to kiss me. Lisa, Lisa, Lisa. They used to call me Lisa.
What, when you went to school in Pittsburgh, you went to grade school or to day school or night school in your first
No, regular school, like it was an elementary school.
The private tutor, Dr. Israel, taught you English.
Yes. The neighbor of ours, too, you know, had the history from us. They are the leaders from his father. They're people, they were. But they were classic German. They were Jewish, too, you know. We used to belong to the same synagogue, the same shul, where my father was president here in the shul. Mm-hmm. They used to belong to the same shul.
How did your Gentile classmates treat you?
Well, here.
Yes, when you.
Wonderful, wonderful, because they. I was a little girl. I wasn't any taller than I am today. Maybe I was a little shorter yet.
They were very friendly.
Very friendly, and they used to like us.
Did you go together with them socially?
No.
Non-Jews
no.
Didn't mingle.
Only when they called me to a wedding or something.
Well, I mean in school.
No, we just what you can say the same the way you know.
Well, you said that you quit elementary school because then a lot of children made fun of you because you couldn't speak English.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then they weren't so friendly to you.
Well, they called names, some by the book Stanford, and I didn't want to. I was always in the family.
Mm-hmm.
And you know that the nationality is always against the Yid. That's a long
Did
story.
You go to Seder after regular school?
That was when we first came in. I went to Seder every day.
You did.
And even when they yelled, then it was very bad. My father used to pay the seller there. They call him used to carry me on his back, and somebody else another day. Two or three children together he used to carry to Seder.
Did you go after regular school? To Seder?
To Seder? I don't think. No, it used to be in the afternoon.
And well, then it was after your regular school. You'd take
yeah,
your regular
was,
school.
Yes.
Where did you go? Do you recall where it was? Was it far from regular school? Did you come home first?
You mean
there
is rabbis that have a place for them, so they have so many children.
But was it far from your regular school?
Well, yes, our school was so far. But my father used to take me, and mother used to take me.
Parents would take you.
But then when I already went to the Russian school, the regular Russian school, I had a hard time.
Did you like music?
Very much.
Did you play a musical instrument?
No.
You
didn't get a chance.
Did you go ever attend the concerts or the opera?
There wasn't such a thing as that. Used to go to shows all the time. My people used to take me almost to shows and then.
Did you go to the Yiddish theater or any other theater?
There wasn't.
No.
There used to be Nickelodeons later.
Mm-hmm. Well, did you go to those?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did you attend any lectures?
There wasn't such a thing. Only in school sometimes they spoke, so my mother took me along. I went to school.
What about the public libraries in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
The public libraries in Pittsburgh.
Oh,
did you go again?
Yes, in fact, yes. After I was married, I bought a house right on Fifth Street, and the library was right across from my
what
house.
What, Fifth, did you say?
Fifth, F-I-S-K. That's in Lawrenceville.
What Pittsburgh newspapers did you read?
Yes, all the time.
When you came to the United States, did you think of yourself as a religious person? And if so, in what ways were you religious?
Well, I was really religious because
were you Orthodox?
Yes. You might know that my father, when something went wrong, my father used to pick us up in a covered wagon, we may as well say, And we used to go to a rabbi to bless us. And that's how religious we were. We were. And you know what? This is really cute. And I think it's still in my bones. Then my mother used to make jello preserves or something. Then she knew there was somebody sick. She used to make a glass full and close up the glass and give it to me. Here, Lisa, go ahead and give it to that sick woman. And I used to do that. And they used to eat me up. They loved me for that.
Your parents
Oh, yes, my mother did. My mother was, my father was, my grandpa, I know them, remember them real well. And even today, till this day, if I know that was people moved over when they were girls, and I feel what they brought in with them and everything, and if I was able to do something for them, I did. I gave them to eat, and I took them in, and I gave them this and that, and chicken soup, and what they liked, and baked potatoes, because some of these little places don't have a stove, and don't have a toilet, and so on. They only have a toilet for two or three downstairs.
You're trying to help them.
I was trying to help them very much.
When you first came to Pittsburgh, did you change from Orthodox any other ways?
Not too much. I still believe in everything. Not too much. I still think that we have a good God in our minds, and He helps us. And if I'm in trouble, I cry out to myself, and I remember to the good Lord that He should try to help us. I like my father was sick. I took him into my apartment. He stayed with me, and my mother stayed in the school, and I helped him until he was better. And that's how.
That's how you like to live.
And I was very kosher. But now, to tell the truth, I don't think I have to forgive
you. Did you attend synagogue here in Pittsburgh?
Always.
Which one?
In Liberty Heaven, and my father got in with a crowd of Jewish people, and they brought up a little church that used to be, and they fixed it up, and my father was president, and that's where it was before, till most of the Jewish people.
What was the name of it, you know?
Yeah, Horav Sholem. Horav Sholem.
It was a converted church.
Yes, a Jewish. So and you know, when I was...
You attended regularly.
Oh, yes, yes.
And that's what your father was president.
And then when I got married, so we belonged to it.
Did you carry on any observances in your home? You always did our religious observances.
I used to make broker, but it died away. I used to do a lot of the Judaism.
You blessed your food and so forth.
Yes. Then my father started blessing me. We all left the way to make some ice cream. And then, I don't need to tell you something, but anyways.
I have another question I wanted to ask you. Did you experience any change in health when you came to Pittsburgh? Because the climate was
not only the household and everything and the cooking and everything else.
Did it affect you in any way?
No, I loved it.
You enjoyed Pittsburgh?
I enjoyed, yes, very much.
Your health flourished, in other words. You grew healthier just because you enjoyed it here.
Yes, I was a healthy girl. Very much.
Would you, where did you go for medical care?
Well, we have one doctor in your school, used to bring the children, and you still was our doctor till he died.
You went to a private doctor?
He brought in all my children.
That's how he was started with, and he became your family doctor.
Yeah, my mother and mine.
Would you remember his name?
Yes, yeah, Schwabbum. But the Max Schwabbum.
S-H-L-O-T-D-A-U-N.
Yes. Black Slumber. A very good doctor. He was good for everything.
General practice.
Yeah. He's trying to, but he was a tree.
What were the first organizations that you belonged to?
The first organization was
like
the
synagogue or something of that type.
Synagogue that comes first. And then the people started to belong to the Augusta. Many years, and it was a very small crowd of people belonging. But I belonged there. I bet you I belonged there for 50 years.
To the Hadassah?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And did any of these organizations give pictures or boxes to save money?
No.
Did you contribute in other ways?
Save it once in a while, sure. I paid my
dues. Where'd you go to have a good time? Did you go with your husband, or did you go with your friends?
We were a bunch of girls, and they were all fine girls. They were all in their fathers and other stores. They were all in there.
Where did you go? Where did you go? To each other's houses, or did you go to a hall, or something like that?
They used to go. There was a hall on the... They used to have dancing down there. It's around... around 4th Street there.
Oh, in the upper part, in the hill.
Yeah, yeah. So we used to go to that dancing place where everyone's going out for a nice evening. And then we used to have Shelner Park and Luna Park and there was a lot of them.
So did you do have picnics?
Yes, we used to have the school picnics.
Did you participate in any sports? Did you go to any sporting events?
No.
Any kind of games?
No. Well, we used to play cards a little bit, but it wasn't like here. But still, that's about the only places you can
go. You didn't play tennis or things of that sort?
They don't know of such a thing. Now they do. Now they know everything.
Nobody knows everything.
Well, feel bad.
Did you know of a YMCA at that time?
Yeah, there was a YMCA right on Center Avenue. And they used to call it, I believe, the Heights.
I'm talking about a YMCA.
YMCA.
That is not a Jewish organization. Non-Jewish.
No, as we went, we were all Jewish.
No, there was a YMCA, was there a
YMHA.
A YMHA you're talking about. No, I was asking if there was. You didn't attend any non-Jewish.
My father was not going to be. Even though they did like me, although everybody used to call me the little one. I was the tit.
Well, you still are.
Huh?
You still are.
No.
Oh, you still are. Father didn't permit you to go to non-Jewish ones.
Good childhood, and I had a good bringing up.
Thank God. Were you? Did you go to any other local places aside from the dance hall or the?
Yeah, we used to go to the to Island Park, Luna Park, Shelner Park was always wonderful fun.
What did you do there?
Nothing. We walked around and we walked around and came back home.
And did you ever go to any political parties?
No. There was a lot of political parties, but I didn't like it. I did come into Center Avenue, and that was, I don't know what they did, but it was more like Bolsheviks.
How did you meet people during your first 5 years in Pittsburgh?
Well, we had very fine neighbors. We were all so, even when I see them today, they always don't know what to do with me, really, because we were all always good with them.
Were you friendly with the non-Jewish people, too?
Yes, yes. All my, from the stores, you know. My father's neighbors, you know, and we always used to be nice with them, and they used to be nice with us, and they always used to get merchandise from us, and we liked them very much.
So these friends remained lasting friends?
Very much so. When I see some of them today, and they recognize me, and I don't recognize them, they take me around and kiss me. And I feel so big when they do that.
Mm.
Well, even now, since I kept house and I had a beautiful home and everything, and I had tennis upstairs, when they see me today, they love me and kiss me, and how are you?
Friendly.
How are the kids and everything else?
Did you have family here in Pittsburgh when you came to Pittsburgh? You had your aunt.
Yeah, my aunt. And she had a family. Yeah.
Who did you, you were close with your aunt, mainly?
Oh, yes, yeah, she was very kind. My name was Kramer, too, by the way. But she was, her husband was the, my husband was a New York man. He didn't know this Kramer. But we got to know it better.
Who did you spend the Seder with your aunt? Did your whole family have Seder?
My father made Seder.
Father
and mother.
And mother made Seder. During the first 5 years, did you maintain any contact with people in Europe or in other parts of the world? Did you keep a contact?
Yeah.
Who was back in Europe that you contacted and you kept writing?
Oh, well, the Holocaust and aunts, you know, and that's about all. People died away and so on and so forth. By the time you get on, you make so many friends here, and you like to have your new friends.
Are you an American citizen?
Oh, yes. I've been
How did you become an American citizen? When did you first vote? Do you remember?
In 1920 was the first voting for women.
That's when you voted?
Yeah.
To what party did you belong? Republican or Democrat?
Democrat.
From then you were Democrat then?
I'm still Democrat,
yeah. Why? You believe in a Democratic government?
Well, I liked Wilson. And I liked Roosevelt, and I liked, who else can I remember of him? Whoever there was, I made the best of it. Even there was some talk about somebody, but I made the best of it.
Were you active in this party at all?
Yes.
In what way?
Well, I used to be at the board, and that was the...
You worked on the board?
On the board, yeah.
Where that?
On Nicholson Street. We lived 38 years on Nicholson Street in our own duplex, you see. And that's where.
When did you first meet the person you married, and how did you meet?
Oh, well... He used to pass my store where I worked. He used to room next door to my father's store.
And he made himself acquainted?
Oh, yes, he used to come in and buy two suits, not on the wall.
Thanks,
bye. So my father said, Lena, you know you're supposed to go with some other boys. He's a rich man. He's a rich boy. He was in his paper and business, you know, them days. He was single with a brother. So and the other fellow was very crazy about me. He was a fellow from McKeesport, Hungarian. And he was crazy about me. So once he took me to a picnic to McKeesport, and I walked into their house, you know, the boys laughed at my mouth because they were very cool. And he was the one that had to pick on.
How old were you whenever you met
him? I was about 17 years.
When you met him?
You
were 17 years old when you met your husband?
Yes. I was in good blooming days, them days, you know. One fella I liked, and the one fella they took me out of, and I had to make up my mind who I want.
What was your marriage day?
Huh?
When did you get married? What day?
I was married in 1907.
What was the month?
June 1st. Yeah. June the 23rd, they used to say, 25th, I remember.
You were married in Pittsburgh?
Oh, yes. And not only did I have one rabbi, I had to have a cousin of mine, he's a rabbi, from St. Paul, Minnesota. He came to my wedding.
What was his name?
Kreitberg. That was my maiden name.
How do you spell that?
K-R-I-T-B-E-R-G.
K-R-I-T-B-E-R-G.
Kreitberg.
Yes. And also, who else was the other rabbi?
Rabbi Bloom, I think.
Rabbi Bloom.
Yeah, because he circumcised my first child. He's a good man.
Rabbi Kreitberg was, a cousin to you?
My cousin. And my father was a home cook to me.
Mm-hmm. And Rabbi Bloom associated with the wedding.
Well, we had the most wonderful family.
How long had you known each other before you got married?
How long what?
How long did you know each other before you got married?
Oh, about a year. But I was engaged, 6 months before I was married, you see. And he charred me the busiest. He asked me what I want. So I says to my mother, I thought that he was sitting down eating the lunch or dinner, I don't remember anymore. And I says, Mom, I don't know what to do. Lou is asking me what I want, earrings or